And why not finish your weekend the same way as you started it at the Ace of Clubs?
Every night's a Saturday night with you.
Tonight's non-stop video and disco action with disc jockeys Mike Richardson and Mike Howes.
Your favourite discotheque.
It's happening tonight, Sunday at Club Marché, the Ace of Clubs, Hotel Green Hills on the Ennis Road.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Tired love, let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and you'll see me again, for I know in my heart we will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever.
Good evening and welcome to this oldies programme again on this Sunday night and the anniversary of Elvis Presley. And thanks to Tom for the past 2.5 hours. And Debbie and I will be taking you through till about 12 o'clock thereabouts. Very special request coming up now. And it's for all the ladies out in 4B in the regional hospital. And they're Mrs O'Neill, Mrs Taylor, Mrs. Cockery and Mrs. Walsh, and of course our mother, Mrs. McCarthy, and the new lady that came in today. We don't know your name yet, but we'll get it tomorrow. And for all of you, I'm playing When You Were 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I saw him on the village green. In my dreams of love alone, I love you as I loved you when you were sweet. first I saw you on the beach. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
When you were sweet 16 there, for all the ladies in 4B, that's Mrs. O'Neill, Mrs. Taylor, Mrs. Cockery, Mrs. Walsh, and of course the new lady, who we don't know her name yet, and my mother, Mrs. McCarthy. And before we go, we'll dedicate one more to you, and this one is Streets of New York. I can't remember these songs. And for you to have a good night and a good sleep, and see you tomorrow.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure maybe there's something you learn I'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I
went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fill on the side, and all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. Na na na.
Wolf Tones there and Streets of New York. And don't turn off yet, Mac, because we've loads of nice stuff that you like coming on. We have lots of Tommy Drennan, and we have Lanigan's Ball coming up, and A Bunch of Time, which we know you love, and we'll play all them for you just a bit later on. This time it's Joe Dolan and House with a Whitewash Gable.
And now end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, oh, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each chartered course, each careful step along the byway, and more. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way,
Should have been Joe Dolan and the House with the Whitewashed Gable, but just as nice, and it was Joe Dolan with My Way. And hope you're still listening, ma'am. And this one I know you'll love, and it's The Birds and Lanigan's Ball.
Friends, on the bow around here, this is Julia, otherwise known as Ban Erv Win Gower, woman on the goat. Easy, Julia. Steady with that rhythm, woman. In the town of Athy, when Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he hadn't a pound, his father he died, made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who didn't forget him when come to the wall. If you but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten at rows and ructions at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out again.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out
and I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The rhythm is good now, Julia. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. Just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. There was lashings of punch, wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tay. There were the Nolans, the Dolans, O'Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all round the room in a whirly gig, till Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a real Irish jig. Oh, how that girl, she got mad and me danced till you think the ceilings would fall. For I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning the steps for Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out. I stepped in again,
learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing together in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia Murder called for her brothers and gathered them all. Carmody swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as the rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop too much, I suppose. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair Colleen stretched by the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out again.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, 'tis then there was ructions. I took a lick from young Phelan McHugh, but soon I replied to his fine introduction. I kicked him a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper, he nearly got strangled. They squeezed up his pipes, bellows, chanters and all. The girls in their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out again.
I stepped
out.
And I stepped in again.
Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Hit me, Julia. Hit me quick. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Julia, step out there, girl, and show them how it's done. Easy, Julia. Steady. Now, Julia. Show 'em the steps, girl. I like it. Groovy, Julia.
The Bards there and Lanigan's Ball. I'm being a bit selfish tonight and we're dedicating all this to our mother out in the regional hospital, so no apologies passed to anyone for that. Next we have Brian Call and These Are My Mountains.
For fame and for fortune I've wandered the earth, but now I've returned to the land of my birth. I brought back my treasures, but only to find they're less than the pleasures I first left behind. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen, the days of my childhood, I see them again. No land ever claimed me, nor far did I roam, for these are my mountains, and I'm going home. The by the road sings at my going by. The lark overhead wings a welcoming cry. The lake where the trout lie once more I will see, for it's there that my heart lies, it's there I must be. Kind faces will meet me and welcome me in, and oh how they'll greet me back home again. This night night round the fireside. Old songs will be sung. At last I'll be hearing my own mother's tongue. For these are my mountains, and this is my glen. The days of my childhood, I see them again. No land ever claimed me, nor far did I roam. For these are my mountains, and I am going home. For these are my mountains, and I am going home.
There, and these are my mountains. Just getting into the swing of things now. We're staying Irish just for the moment till about 11 o'clock or thereabouts, and this one is Foster and Allen and Bunch of Time.
Come all you maidens young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair, that no man steal away your time. For time, it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labor, chance to pass my way. He stole my bunch of time away. The sailor gave to me a rose, a rose that never come all you maidens young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your guard.
Foster and Allen there, Bunch of Time, bringing the time here on Big L just to 11 o'clock. And I'm not forgetting Esther, and I'm not forgetting Paul Punch and Teresa. I'll have a chat with you later. And Marie and Jerry Lavin, and I'm getting Kay. Oh, Kay, you're coming up now. Kay rang in and she wanted Sweet 16, but if Kay was listening to us earlier on, Kay would have heard Sweet 16, because we played it for all the ladies of 4B out there in the regional hospital. Our last Irish one for tonight, and it's the Fury Brothers and that fabulous song, The Green Fields of Friends. And Kate, lay off the donuts. They're not good for you, no.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Ah, young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride
it all happened again. And again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly, did they play the fife slowly, did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly, did they play the fife slowly, did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Fury Brothers there and the Green Fields of France, and that was specially for Kay. And Kay is up there in Ballinacora and she's having her donuts. And Kay, they're not good for you, no? No, 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 no. They're not nice. And Debbie's here and she is longing for a donut. But what can we do? Anyhow, Kay, we'll hear from you again during the week and have a nice night, nice peaceful night. The next one is Brenda Lee, and this one is specially for Jerry and Marie Levin. And I saw Marie last night in the park when she was having a great time. And this one is Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite herself, and All Alone Am I.
All alone am I, ever since your goodbye. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart. All alone am I, ever since your goodbye. All alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beating of my heart. No other voice can say the words. My heart must hear to ever sing again. The words you used to whisper low. No other love can ever bring again. All alone am I, ever since you. Goodbye, all alone with just the beat of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Just the lonely beat.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes.
two together there. The first one was Brenda Lee and All Alone Am I, and that was specially for Marie and Jerry Levin. I hope they had a good time last night. And the next one was The Monkees and Daydream Believer. Of course, as Tom Sullivan says, not the original, but some night we'll get around to playing you the original. In this. And the next one is Joe Brown, and this one especially for Esther and for all the girls out in Linstagry, and Sister Dorothy, because she's not back yet. I hope she's having a nice holiday. And this one is called Picture of You.
In the night there are sights to be seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. That wonderful picture of you on a streetcar or in the cafe, all of the evening and most of the day. My mind is in a maze, what can I do? I still see that picture of you. It was last summer I fell in love. A little picture of you. Then you were gone like a dream in the night. With you in my heart, my love, and my life. I didn't know your name, what could I do? I only had a picture of you.
Joe Brown there, and that was Picture Review. That was specially for Esther and all the girls out in Lisnagry. And Esther, thank you very much for going out to see our mother out in the regional hospital, and she really enjoyed your visit. And thank you for thinking of everybody in your prayers, as you always do. The next one we have now is specially for Mary, and Mary is babysitting out there in Clearview, as always on a Sunday night. And this one is Simon May and Summer of My Life.
Up the last drops of the summer wine, clutching straws by the riverside, and I look into your eyes, and autumn's getting near. You were the summer of my life. You were
I say.
that was Simon May there and Summer of My Life. Playing a request now, especially for Grania and Ray and for Mairead. Mairead is spotting a French fella, and is also for all the French boys from France, and I saw them all out in Club Marché on Friday night. And for them, we're playing Melanie and Brand New Key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. For me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I done all.
Why not finish your weekend the same way as you started it at the Ace of Clubs?
Every night's a Saturday night with you.
Tonight's non-stop video and disco action with disc jockeys Mike Richardson and Mike Howes.
Your favourite discotheque.
It's happening tonight, Sunday at Club Marché, the Ace of Clubs, Hotel Greenhills on the Ennis Road.
Doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before
I'm sure that if I took just one more sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you stand. That you obviously don't adore. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some bird in the sky is my idea of nothing to do.
Gary Shearson there, and I Get a Kick Out of You. The next one we're playing especially for Teresa Punch, and Teresa lives out there in Myross. And we never see Teresa lately. We used to see her one time. She used to come to all the discos, but she doesn't come out anymore. And I was talking to Paul last night, and we're going to try and get her out some night this week. So I know Teresa loves Red Hurley, and we'll have him coming up after this one. But first of all, we have Everlasting Love from The Love Affair.
Astray, keeping her when they go.
was The Love Affair there and Everlasting Love. And especially coming up now is Red Harley, and this one is for Teresa Punch. And this comes to you, Teresa, from Paul. And hope to see you out in Club Marche some night soon, please God. Okay?
I wake up every morning and I wonder why I gotta wake up alone. I'm at the breakfast table with no hunger. I feel this place is no longer home. And baby, my folks, they feel it too. I guess they know what I would rather do.
There and I Want to Live With You, a little bit modern, but you're not to worry about it. That was specially for Teresa Punch, and Teresa is out there in my Ross, and that came to you, Teresa, from Paul and the Children. The next one now we have is I've forgotten the name of the record. I have a head like a sieve. Ricky Nelson, of course, and this one is going out especially for Mary and Timmy Murphy, and they live up there in Granville Park. And also for Geraldine, although I don't think she's there at the moment, and Antoinette and Trixie.
I could never never be loved by anyone sweeter than you. And I could never belong to anyone sweeter than you. With you to stand beside me, I'll never be alone. And what more could I long for than to have you for my own? My only desire